morning. I'd like to welcome my little Montgomery Ministry Church with us this morning. Thank you for joining us here. Our scripture this morning is from John 15, verses 9 through 17. Hear these words from the Lord. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you for bringing us all together. Please guide my words so that you can be glorified. Please guide all of our hearts so that we hear what you need us to hear. Amen. Has everybody taken that most recent Facebook survey, the one, what kind of Easter person you are? All right, well, I know some people are taking it and they're getting Eeyore. Hallelujah, Jesus rose. And some people are coming back that they're Poohs and Piglets. Pooh, Jesus rose from the dead. Yes, I know, Piglet, but are we gonna have honey? And then there's Rabbit. Well, they say Jesus rose from the dead, but I haven't seen it, and I'm not totally sure. I would have to see it myself, kind of like a Doubting Thomas. I'd have to see it myself to be sure. But once in a while, somebody comes back as being an Eeyore. Jesus rose from the dead. Tigger, 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 thank you. What would I do without my ladies? Tigger. Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Yay. It's awesome, isn't it? Jürgen Moltmann was a German prisoner of war during World War II, and he was a German Reformed theologian after the war. It was in the POW camps that Jürgen met an American chaplain and Jesus. The sense of guilt over what his people were doing was great, and he had remorse and a desire to not continue living. However, Jesus had other plans for him. He wrote a lot of books. In his book, The Source of Life, Moltmann refers to a medieval tradition known as Easter laughter. Easter laughter was a way of expressing the joy of Christ's resurrection into something we can understand and relate to, jokes and fun and laughter. Laughter at the unexpected, laughter at our world being turned inside out. Psalm 126, verse 2 says, "Let our mouth be filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy." If in medieval times we were joyful about the resurrection, when did we start eating lemons? When and why did Christianity become so painful and undesirable? Why do we love our rules? I love the movie Christmas Story 2, where the elves have to make a clone of Santa so the real Santa can go to the United States for a family problem. The clone loves saying, "I like rules. Rules are good." We do love our rules. God gave humans two rules: love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Then Moses had to break those down into 10 commandments because the people needed the the rules to be specific, not general. Did you know there are 613 commandments in the Torah? Then along came Jesus. Two rules: love God, love your neighbor as yourself. But again, that wasn't enough. Google says there are 1,050 commands in the New Testament. No wonder we look like we're eating lemons. Brennan Manning, in his book, The Ragamuffin Gospel — I love that book — he quotes theologian Robert Hodgkins from the University of Chicago. Hodgkins can insist, Christians ought to be celebrating constantly. We ought to be preoccupied with parties, banquets, feasts, and merriment, because we have been liberated from the fear of life and the fear of death. We ought to attract people to the church quite literally by the fun there is in being Christian. So recently I met a woman, surprise, surprise, not at the hospital, who shared with me that she grew up in Europe in the Catholic Church. And when she married an American Pentecostal. The first time he took her to church, she said, was amazing. People were singing, people were dancing, they were praising. She felt so good in the space, especially in contrast to the tradition she grown up in. Where did we go astray? Why did church and religion become so burdensome and absent of joy? One reason, I believe, is because we don't truly believe it. We are skeptical. It's too good to be true. I am your typical human being. I am not perfect. I am flawed. I am riddled with mistakes and missteps. Years ago, David and I were attending a non-Reformed church in the area, and every Sunday the pastor would declare that God loved us. My response in my head was, well, yes, once, but I have messed up. I was led to believe that love was conditional, and that included God's love. However, I am happy to say that eventually God got through, don't say that again, my stubborn heart and my stubborn head, and helped me overcome my belief in God's conditional love and embrace God's unconditional love. I was visiting a very down, Eeyore-like patient at St. Peter's Hospital, and he told me the same thing that I had always believed. He believed that he had messed up, made mistakes, and that God couldn't love him anymore. We had a long talk and we had a longer cry. Such joy to realize that we are loved with a love that doesn't care about where we have been or what we have done. Just like the father greeting his son in the parable of the prodigal son, our Heavenly Father gives us the robe and the rings and the fatted calf without needing us to make an explanation or an excuse. Just come home. The gospel of Jesus Christ is called the Good News. And the good news is that God is love. And it invites men and women to a joyous response to that love. So why did church and religion become so burdensome and absent of joy? Maybe, just maybe, more of us come back in our Facebook survey as rabbits, questioning, legalists. Might be true. It was 2,000 years ago, and now we're more modern and educated. After all, nobody actually saw Jesus come out of the tomb. Is it possible for any of us to come back as tickers? Can we completely and totally accept with joy and surrender that Jesus died, rose again, and ascended into heaven for me, for you, for every one of us? I believe it. Last week, the women went to the tomb and were perplexed. But they remembered Jesus' words and went and shared the good news that Jesus is alive. not just 2,000 years ago. Jesus is still alive today, and he conquered the consequences of death, which are being separated from our Heavenly Father, God. We can live because Jesus lives. We can have joy because Jesus took our sins and marked them, paid in full, which allows us a full access pass to God. If that isn't joy, I don't know what is. Hebrews says in chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be forever. Manning says that experiencing God's love in Jesus Christ means experiencing that one has been unreservedly accepted, approved, and infinitely loved, that one can and should accept oneself and one's neighbor. Salvation is joy in God, which expresses itself in joy in and with one's neighbor. Therefore, it is unimaginable to picture a wooden-faced, stoic, joyless, and judgmental Jesus as he reclined with his ragamuffins. Jesus invited us to come to him and to God with a faith of a child. I remember my son Kyle, when he was younger, coming home from vacation Bible school with a new Bible. Kyle, what did you do to earn that Bible? With great joy, he replied, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. He received a friend request from Jesus. He didn't question its authenticity, but accepted it completely and joyfully. God commanded us to love God and love our neighbors as ourselves. We should be able to remember that with the acronym JOY. Jesus, others, yourself. Amen.